Quick note here. Don't forget what Mark Blackwell has given us. Last week I mentioned it. He's our production genius. NASA has provided an interactive map depicting where the sun will be. Go to eclipse-explorer.smce.nasa.gov. That's eclipse-explorer.smc.nasa.gov. I will say this, all of our local media, the radio stations, television stations, newspapers, are all doing a fabulous job. They're doing a great job on the eclipse. And so just wanted to mention that as well. And by the way, the solar eclipse emerges on its dark path. A partial eclipse has made landfall on Mexico's Pacific coast, the first step in a movement that will make the sun disappear in the daytime throughout the United States, including right here. And for those of you on your way to Toledo, right there as well. So lots of good places to view it. And there you are. Craig Mauger, the state politics reporter for the fabulous Detroit News, has a report that tells us the publishing giant, and they are a giant, Simon & Schuster, says they're going to release a book this summer by our governor, Gretchen Whitmer. It'll be about her life, 5 years as the state's chief executive, a signal of, well, let's face it, she's got expanding national profile. And I don't remember the last person elected president who didn't have a book out. I don't know, Craig, am I jumping the gun here?
No, I don't think you are. It's kind of a prerequisite that people know who you are at this kind of level.
It looks good. There was a picture in your story Saturday in the Detroit News. It's going to be called True Grinch, What I've Learned About Life, Leadership, and Everything in Between, and it's set to go on sale July 9th, according to the publisher.
That's right. That's right. It's quite a moment for the governor here. You can make a lot out of this book. You can make a lot out of that title that you just read. There are a lot of interesting conversations in Lansing, even among the reporters. Why was the book named True Gretch and not That Woman from Michigan, as she was the high level? And that's an interesting concept just in itself. Why did they choose this title? And my theory on that, this is I'm just guessing here. This is what I think, having covered politics for a long time. And it's an interesting note. I think they wanted her name in the title to get people familiar with her name. I think her weakness nationally is people don't know her yet. I mean, she is less known than a lot of these other national figures that could be seeking the Democratic nomination in a few years. And I think this is an effort to bolster her name ID right there.
Well, that's funny. That's an interesting thought, because she's been on the cable channels a lot and I think has acquitted herself well virtually every time she was on the cable channels. She never stepped in it or made any kind of a big mistake that I saw. And Sean Hannity talks about her all the time. I've mentioned to the governor before, gee whiz, Sean Hannity is promoting you all the time as the next candidate for president. I mean, he does this. I don't know if you watch him, but Craig, he does it a lot.
He does talk about her a lot, and she's talked about a lot on Fox News, but I don't think it's quite to the level right now as it is for California Governor Gavin Newsom or Vice President Kamala Harris. I mean, these are the people that she could be competing with one day for a Democratic nomination if she were to choose to run, and she's got some catching up to do. When there's polling done nationally of Democrats in, you know, other states, she's very well known in Michigan, but in other states, when you ask them who could be the nominee if it's not Joe Biden, she's not getting a large percentage of the participants in those types of polls, and that's where she's got to make up some ground.
Well, that's interesting. You know, and when you mention Kamala Harris, the vice president, and Gavin Newsom, governor there out in La La Land, we also know a lot of things that we don't like about those two.
That's part of having a rising national profile, I would say. There's people that like you and don't like you.
And I haven't seen that as much outside of Michigan as I have the dislikes that are more broadly expressed for Kamala Harris and Gavin Newsom. There are plenty of people in Michigan who will find plenty of reasons to complain about our governor, Gretchen Whitmer. A lot of it goes back to the handling of something that nobody knew how to handle. People were struggling to get through what was going on with the epidemic and all of that. So This is the great state of Michigan. We have a lot of people with a lot of strong opinions about everybody and everything. But I haven't seen those opinions out there nationally. Now, I'm not out there nationally, but I do pay attention. Mm-hmm. Do you get an advance copy of something like this?
That's unclear to me at this point. I mean, there has been some talk that there could be some advance copies provided. I hope that we do, and we can go through it and have a bunch of stories ready for when the book releases. It will be interesting to see what this book reveals. If you know the governor, you talk to her a lot. She is very she's very prepared in everything that she does. The idea, I told my editor, the idea that we are going to pick up this book and there's going to be a bunch of huge reveals in it of things that were happening behind the scenes, that does not fit with what I have seen from the governor, from covering her for a few years. I would not expect that, but I could be wrong. Well, what do you think about that? I'm interested in your thoughts.
I think it's going to be well written, mostly, I hope, by her. I think it will be a nice introduction. Obviously, she's not going to write a book and say everybody hates her. She's going to write a book about her success and the things that she's accomplished. Yeah. Because this, whether it's an entree to being a candidate for president, there is no question that there is a larger place in the hearts, souls, and minds of the National Democratic Party. You know, I had a conversation many years ago with former President Bill Clinton. And this, I was on the air with him for a very long time, much longer than they told me I'd have. And then I had 45 minutes off the air with him. Wow. And one of the things he said to me, and I, you know, it was all secret at the time, but by now it's, that was so many years ago. He said to me, "What happened to Kwame Kilpatrick?" And I said, "Well, what do you mean?" "Well, we had big plans for him in the National Democrat Party."
Mm.
And so I thought, wow, that's fascinating. And I went through what happened to him. And as I'm telling him that he also apparently had a girlfriend or fooled around while he was in office. And I once said to him, "Don't fool around when you're in office. You'll have plenty of time to do that when you're out of office." And I forgot who I was talking to, Bill Clinton.
That's quite a story. I had not heard that before.
Well, and I thought, oh, man, he's really going to be angry. But his people called back later, and I said, "Was he okay?" And they said, "Yeah, he was fine. He enjoyed the interview." And I said, "Well, nothing happened." He goes, "No, he just said if you were recording it, he would prefer that you not release the recording." And the fact of the matter was, I tried to record it, but I couldn't. But I said, "Okay, well, I'm going to tell you the truth. I tried to record it, but I was not able to." So I didn't have to destroy a tape or keep it in my archives when we're all dead or anything like that. You know, I appreciate the last of our governors who wrote a book was, of course, Governor Jennifer Granholm, now Energy Secretary Granholm. Mm-hmm. And I was stunned and happy to see that I was actually in her book where she referred to me as a fair conservative. Now, that drives some listeners crazy because I treat governors all the same. I was more in line with Rick Snyder's politics than I am in a Democrat governor's politics, but I treat them like governors because that's what they are. And I don't invite people on my show to beat them up generally. And so I appreciated that she referred to me as a fair conservative. Gee, I wonder if in True Gretch I'll make a cameo appearance. I don't know. I'm not holding my breath. Craig, I appreciate you giving us a heads up on this. I had not heard about it. You'll agree, Simon & Schuster is a big deal. Didn't they former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo like $5 million for his memoir in advance? I wonder if they were as generous with our governor.
I hope to find out. I hope to find out. Wish me luck.
Yeah, good luck to all of us. And we wish the governor good luck, too. We'll see the governor Wednesday at her big meeting in Kalamazoo. We'll be broadcasting there live. We've been invited to be there for the Governor's Council on Tourism. So we got a lot going on. Craig, you've got a lot going on, and we always like reading you in the Detroit News. Thanks much.
Thank you.
143 WJR.